November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, this is K8RBV. I copy you about S2. Try again, please. Over.
08 Romeo Bravo Victor, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra. I have you broken. Over.
Roger, November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, this is K8RBV. Stand by one. How do you copy, Sonny?
I got you loud and clear now. Over.
Roger. Okay. Good morning to you, and welcome to University School. I have some excited young men here, and I'm going to introduce the first student to you. Over.
I'd be happy to start answering questions. Hello to University School. Over.
Hi. I'm Adam Tropper, and this is my question. What thing most surprised you in space? Something you didn't expect. Over.
Hi, Adam. I think what surprised me most was how easy it is to lose things, because everything keeps floating away unless you have some Velcro on it. And secondly, it's a little bit difficult to fall asleep because you don't have a bed, and so there's really nothing to lean on, and it's hard to relax when you can't put your head on a pillow. Over.
Thank you, Sonny. Here's the next student.
My name is Ben, and are there any fears that you got when you went to the ISS? Over.
Initially, just sitting on the rocket, there's about 7.5 million pounds of thrust that's taking us from the Earth to space. So that was a little scary, sort of like a roller coaster ride. And secondly, sometimes the space station makes some creaking noises, and that's a little bit scary because you don't really know what's going on. But there's a lot of people in mission control that are watching out for us and will tell us if anything's happening. Over.
Thank you, Sonny. Next student.
Hi, I'm Will. Can you see the constellations from the space station? Over.
Hi, Will. Yes, we can see constellations. We usually fly with the windows of the space station pointed toward the Earth, but we have a couple modules that are pointed vertically, which have windows so we can see up into space. And we see the constellations sort of just like you, but a little clearer because we don't have the atmosphere blurring our view. Over.
Thank you, Sonny. Here's our next student, and I believe you know this young man.
Hello. My name is Riley Lowndes, and here is my question. If you were on the ISS alone and none of the spacesuits were working, you had enough power to call one person, who would you call? Over.
How are you doing? Please tell your parents and your brother and sister I said hi. I think I would probably call my parents and see how they're doing and actually check up on my dog. Over.
Thank you, Sonny. Okay, here's your next student.
Hi, my name's Tim Lash. What does it feel like to hold the world record for the longest spacewalk for women? Over.
Hi, Tim. Well, thanks for acknowledging that. I think I'm just pretty much lucky. I was in the right place at the right time, but I think there's going to be a future of explorers of your generation who are going to shatter that record. So I look forward to it being broken. I think that's the biggest part of it. Over.
NA1SS, this is K8RBV. Thank you, Sonny. Here's the next student.
Hi, I'm Tyler Hess. Would you ever bring your dog into space as an experiment or just to be with you? Over.
Hi, Tyler. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about that the other day, wondering if a dog, like my dog is small, about 20 pounds, would be able to adapt and potentially learn how to fly like we do and push off of things. We were wondering if that would happen. It would be very interesting to see. But unfortunately, we also were talking about the dog going to the bathroom, and I think that would be a mess, and we decided that maybe it wouldn't be a good idea. Over.
Thank you, Sonny. Next student.
Hi, my name is James, and I would like to know what it feels like to be in the middle of a space launch. Over.
Hi, James. Well, the launch was absolutely incredible. I was on the mid-deck of the space shuttle, so I didn't have a window to look out of, but you can start to feel the rumbling when we start to take off, and then as we're accelerating up to 17,500 miles an hour, you start to feel the push as the G-forces are pushing you into the seat, and it was essentially just squishing us until we got to the point that the engine shut off, and then everything started floating to include us out of our seats. Over.
Thank you, Sonny. Next student.
Hi, my name is Andrew, and we are studying the nematodes on the ISS through the Orion's Quest program. Have you had much contact with this experiment? Over.
Yeah, I had to do a little research to figure out what a nematode was, but actually we do some interaction with these. We don't see them because they're inside of an experiment, but we're always checking on the experiment to make sure that it's going and they're growing, and we have had some pictures of them moving around in there, so that's a pretty cool thing that you're working on. Over.
Okay, thank you, Sonny. Next student.
Hi, I'm Kevin. How will this mission help promote future space expeditions? Over.
Hi, Kevin. Well, we're trying to figure out how just what happens to humans who stay in space for extended periods of time. That's one of our biggest goals up here, because we're going to have humans stay in space for a little bit longer than we are, you know, 6 months or more, if we're going to go to the moon and have a space station there or go on to Mars. And so what we're doing here on the space station close to Earth is trying to figure those things out, and then we can apply it to the future missions that you guys will be on. Over.
Very good, Sonny. Thank you so much. Here's our next student.
Hi, I'm Robbie, and I was wondering if music sounds different when you're in space. Over.
That's a really interesting question, and sometimes when you're up here, you forget that you're actually in space. In the spacecraft, the music sounds the same, but when I was out on a spacewalk, I had my hand on a piece of structure when they started a motor, and I thought to myself just naturally, oh, I hear the motor. Well, actually in space you don't hear anything. It was simply the vibration through the structure of me and my spacesuit holding onto the piece of metal that allowed me to hear that. So in space, no, you don't hear anything, but inside it's just normal, like on the Earth. Over.
Thank you, Sonny. Here's our next student.
Hi, I'm Jake, and I was wondering if zero gravity conditions are as fun as they look. Over.
Hey, Jake, it's better than it looks. It's a lot of fun. At first, I felt it was sort of like flying like a bird, and you don't really have to flap your wings around or anything. But now it sort of feels like what a fish feels like in the water, when you just have to move a little bit, use your hands to push off, and then you just glide through. And eating is a lot of fun up here, too, because you can catch things pretty easily, and it's we have a little contest of see how far we can throw an M&M, for example, and have the other guy catch it. So it's a lot of fun being in microgravity. Over.
NA1SS, this is KRBV. Thank you, Sonny. Here's the next student.
Hi, my name is Andrew, and I was wondering, what is the one thing you miss the most in space?
Hi, Andrew. You know, I think, of course, I miss my dog, and I've talked about that already, but secondly, I just miss having a cup of whatever, milk or coffee, something that you can take an Oreo and dunk it into, just drinking out of a normal cup rather than drinking out of a bag and a straw is something that I really miss. Over.
Okay, very good, Sonny. We're going to start to our students one more time. Say your name again.
Hi, this is Adam, and my question is it hard to sleep in space?
Over.
That's a great question. It is, and it was really surprising for me to understand how difficult it was to sleep. I thought, oh, heck, you just close your eyes and anywhere will be comfortable, but we're so used to laying in a bed and putting our heads on a pillow that just being suspended in space gave me a little bit of a neck ache, and actually was hurting my stomach a little bit because I felt like I had to hold myself in place the whole time. So it was hard, but after a month, I think I'm used to it now. Over.
Very good, Sonny. Here's the next student.
Hi, this is Ben. How does it feel to re-enter the atmosphere? Over.
Well, I haven't done that yet. This is my first space flight, so I will make sure I get back to you guys and tell you what that's like when I come back this summer. My flight's probably going to be about 6 months, and so when I come back in the summertime, I'll write to you guys and tell you what it's like. Over.
Thank you, Sonny. One more student. They're telling me we have about 1 minute to LOS. Stand by.
Hi, this is Will. What do you do if you get bored?
I will. Well, it's hard to get bored up here because we have great windows and we have great views of the Earth, which is just spectacular. We have some cameras. We're always taking pictures of the Earth. We have also email up here to email back to our friends and family. We have a phone up here that we can call at certain times when we have a correct antenna. And there's always a lot of work to do and scientific experiments to do. So it's very rare to get bored up here. Over.
Roger, Sonny, NA1SS. This is K8RBV. Sonny, they're telling me we're coming up on LOS. We may try to get one more question in, but I have the group in front of me. We have a large audience, and they do want to say something to you.
73, Sonny, from University School.
Over. K8RBV.